Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I am delighted to be joined by Francisco Javier Ramon Salguero, head of network virtualization at Telefonica's global CTO office. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So it's been another year, and I know that you're making progress with your work at Telefonica, but why don't you just give us a background on your role at Telefonica and how that fits into Telefonica's larger CTO operations?
I'm responsible for the NV Reference Lab. It's a global initiative in Telefonica where we evaluate the technologies. We see the degree of maturity of each of proposals that we get. We have reference architecture, and then we see the potential evolution. And it's like the playground where we see the degree of maturity of the different components and assess which part of the funnel they should be and how to evolve them.
Now, you were on the show last year during our time at Mobile World Congress, and we were talking about the open source Mano initiative. Do you want to do a reminder for folks on what that is about and how it fits in to your broader focus on network virtualization?
Yeah, actually, it's a funny coincidence. It's 1 year exactly after it started. So it's an open source initiative to create a reference implementation of an orchestration framework for NFV, which means, in layman's world, a manner to automate the operation in an environment for virtualized for a network application. Well, we started by then, if I remember well, with 23 companies that were joining. Now we are 60.
Nice.
So we are growing. The family is bigger and it's growing in many aspects because this initiative was born mainly from the initiative of several service providers who are the common pain points on how to operate this. And now we are growing with 8-9 service providers who are leading the process. Very recently, both Verizon and Cable Labs joined. So
nice.
They made the 60th. So,
very good.
Now, we have, in this time, we have released 2 releases for open source Mano. So we are also delivering at our own pace, of course. And we have several demos this year distributed in several booths. I think that now it's on track. I mean, and we have all the motion that we wanted. So now challenge for the next year should be to keep that momentum, of course,
but
also making sure that we keep delivering at the pace that we've done in the first year. And now we need to address the next challenge, which is the maturity.
So the hardening of the code and making sure
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is network service composability so important in the way that networks are shaping out in the world of virtualized networks?
Well, I mean, that has been common pain point in networks before they were virtualized. So, I mean, when you create a network service, it's the composition of different technologies in different segments. Most of the time that you spend architecting the service is about teaching different technologies and make them work as if they were the same thing, whereas they are not. In the case of virtualization, you address this problem, but in a huge scale, because essentially you are decomposing the problem in each much smaller pieces. And following the same study that you follow in the past is almost impossible for a human being. So you need some assistance. And that is the reason why you pay that attention to this teaching of the elements in an automated fashion, because otherwise you can't handle. I mean, in small scale, you can do it. But if you are thinking of a large operation with millions of subscribers, it's almost impossible to do it in an efficient way if you don't rethink the way that you stitch the elements.
When you look at that, the manual provisioning of a network service takes how much time in terms of just turning on one network service compared to an automated approach?
Months, I would say quarters, to a matter of minutes.
Kind of a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's evolve our thinking a little bit and think about what this means as we approach the world of 5G and why this technology becomes even more important.
Yeah, we have, again, an explosion of complexity. I mean, not because it's substantially or cannot be substantially different from the previous mobile technologies, but because we want to make it different. Because it's a big opportunity to change the way that we operate the network. It's where you've seen that in previous technologies for mobile, we've seen that we had some trade-offs. If you want bandwidth, then you won't go to many devices. If you have many devices, you won't go to. So that in 5G is supposed to be no longer an issue. And actually, you might be able to pick different options.
Right.
The problem with options is that they come with a lot of complexity. And here the main tool that we are finding is the slicing. Again, it's a matter of end-to-endness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a matter to make things coherent in a manner that you can split the problem in pieces that can be handled separately because they are of reasonable size. The situation is that you can even do better because it's possible to combine fixed and mobile technologies, mm-hmm. having the same context. Now that you have an out-of-band in a virtualized environment, which is essentially one of the new changes that come with 5G as well, that is native, NFV native, is that you can combine out-of-band a context of this belongs to this network service, this belongs to this network service, in spite of the technologies that are underneath. Mm-hmm. That is extremely powerful, and that comes with the 5G.
So how are you addressing a mixture of cloud-native and non-cloud-native services within an NFV environment?
That is one of the challenges of the slicing, actually, because what happens when you have something that is physical, mm-hmm. and it's shared by different slices. It's a matter of describing well the reality and having the exactly the right degree of abstraction. There is one of the conversations that we are having with some of the service providers, how to handle the corner cases, I mean, which are not that corner cases, but the cases which are not a pure greenfield.
Right.
A situation where you have elements that you need to share, elements that are not that 5G friendly, and still you want to make sure that you can create that isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the challenges. There are many ideas over the table, but my guess is that in this year we'll see more clarity on that aspect.
Fantastic. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for taking the time out today. If folks want to find out more about what Telefónica is doing in this space, where would you send them for more information?
osm.etsy.org. All the links are there to the different wikis and all the set of documentation, all the video recordings mm-hmm. on how to do the stuff. And of course, Telefónica R&D website, which is tad.es, you can find some location of our innovation activities on the network space.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.